unique week this week, Shabbos Chazoin, in that it's Erev Tisha B'Av. Erev Tisha B'Av, the halacha is you're allowed to have the Sholosh Sudas, the words of Chazal are very unique. Yala al Shulchonai Afilu Kisu'udas Shaloimai B'Shad. That was the spitz of the Beis HaMikdash. That was the most blessed time of Jewish history. And then you go Mamish Me'igra Ramah, the highest point of Sholosh Sudos, Ravo de Ravo, you go from the point where you have Kisuda Shlema B'Shayde Mamish La'al Kabira to a deep pit into Tisha B'Av. It's a very unique dip to go jump, to go from such a high of Suda Shlema B'Shayde to go to such a low in a moment's notice. It's like shocking. Where do you have such an extreme change, but that's what the Shabbos is all about. What's interesting is, Rav Meirsky actually just told me, I was mechavim to what he was doing, talking about downstairs, is look at the haftarahs that we've been reading the last 2 weeks. We know that there is Gimel de Paranus. There are 3 weeks that Chazal have said that we should focus on doing Teshuvah, well, Teshuvah, Paranus, describing the Churban of the Beis HaMikdash. The last two weeks we've learned from Sefer Yirmiyah. Yirmiyah Chazal says Kula de Paranus. Now the problem is, if you look in Sefer Yirmiyah, you will discover there are many psukim and sections in Sefer Yirmiyah that are not Paranus. They are very nice, very pleasant. And the answer given is, even though indeed, Yirmiyah says nice things, but his persona, his nature is Paranus. And you can't take out the Paranus from the person. Even when Yirmiyah says something nice, even when Yirmiyah HaNavi, he says something pleasant and talks about Nechama and Geula, his whole essence is Paranus. He cursed the day he was born. He was a miserable person. He was tortured. He was abused. So even when Yirmiyah speaks about the beautiful days of the Mashiach that are coming, you can't take out the person this essence of Purim. There's something here that remains. Likewise, Yeshaya Chazal says Hula de Nechemta. Really, called the Nechemta? We're going to read the Shabbos from Yeshaya, and believe me, it doesn't say good things. It does not say very pleasant things. The first 39 parakim of Yeshaya, it doesn't sound very good. How can we say that Yeshaya is full of the Nechem? And the answer is, Yeshaya was a happy camper. So even when he was complaining, he was bitter, it's not the same. We all know a person who's a bitter person, everything is bitter. Even the good is good. A person who is a happy person, even Rachmana Litzlan in times when things are not so good, he doesn't say it with such a passion. So that means that even when Yeshaya gives us Musa, it's tainted with Ahav, with Nechon. So look what's going on. These last 2 weeks, we're learning from Yirmiyah. Yirmiyah is Rabbi Gloom and Doom. Pure gloom and doom. No ands, if, or buts. On Tisha B'Av, it's really bad. We learn from Yirmiyah. The Haftarah of Tisha B'Av is Yirmiyah. 3 major sections of Sefer Yirmiyah describing Churban. And what do we have in the middle? Today, Shabbos Chazoin, we have Yeshaya. Now, I know you'll tell me the words of Yeshaya, they're not very pleasant, they're not very pretty. Okay, but it's Yeshaya, it's not Yirmiyah. The words of Yeshaya, being that Yeshaya is called Kula v'Nechemta, even his harsh words of Musar are softened. Because Yeshaya Chazak Kula v'Nechemta. You know what this sounds similar to? Vayehi bin Soya Ha'oroin Vayoymer Moshe. The Torah there lists 3 tragedies, 3 events that Klal Yisrael, 3 horrible events that Klal Yisrael were guilty of committing, 3 averus. They ran away from Har Sinai, Kitin Gabrechim Libes HaSefer, the Misoininim, they complained, and what was the, I forgot the third one, and there were three terrible things that happened. Klal Yisrael were guilty of doing three terrible Averos in Parshas Noso. Three terrible things. Forgot the third one. The Misoininim, they complained about the Mon, they ran away from Har Sinai. What was it? Remember the third? I forgot already. I didn't prepare good enough. And the third thing. So therefore, what did Hashem do for us? He did us a favor. He was mafsik between the poranos that it should not be a chazaka by putting in between the three elements of poranos vayehi bin soya ha'orayin that it should not, we should not have a chazaka. That's exactly what we're doing this Shabbos. This Shabbos is one big mafsik. Because we really have three haftorahs of Yirmiyah, real intense gloom and doom. The first parak of Yirmiyah, 2 weeks ago, last week was the second parak, and coming Tisha B'Av morning is going to be the third haftorah of Yirmiyah. That's a chazakah. If we would have another haftorah from Yirmiyah, not only would we be connecting the three haftorahs together, we would have a fourth one to add to the pie, which is not very good. Chazal were very clever. And they decided that this week, before you come to Tisha B'Av, before you come to that moment of misery, that moment of Churban, the intensity, we're mafsik. Revach ben Eder le'Eder. Havsaka, revach lehispoinin bin eidel eda havsaka. And the havsaka comes from Yeshaya. Yeshaya is our best friend. Okay, he's giving us musr, but ain't it doime the musr of Yeshaya to the musr of Yirmiyah. And that's an amazing thing that this Shabbos, to a degree, is a nechama. Before you come to the Churban, Chazal are preparing us. The boire, the refuah, Koidem the Makom. Like we discussed yesterday, the Shar Hapinim. The Shar Hapinim takes our minds to the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash, where it says it will never be demolished, never be broken, never be destroyed. Le'oilon. That's where it says the word Pina. Shar Hapinim. It's a Shar HaPina, and it says in that pasuk that Yerushalayim will be rebuilt from the Shar HaPina to the Shar Hananel, lo yinotesh, v'lo yishaver, le'oilam. The Kali is preparing us. Likewise over here, number one, the Shabbos Chazoyin, the Haftar of Yeshayo, Chazoyin Yeshayo ben Amoitz. There's a Hachona to Tisha B'Av. It's a hachon in the sense that it's a mafsik. Don't let it get to you. Don't let the tsoros, the difficulties of life, add up and destroy you, overtake you. Be mafsik! Revach l'esboinen. Yaakov Avinu, he put, there is a hafsaka, and the hafsaka is nechama. Although it's sung in the melody of Echa, although the words are harsh, but Yeshayahu is our friend. It is the refuah koidem the makah. You have to enter into Tisha B'Av in the right perspective. I want to leave you with one last thing, and we'll stop. One last thing. This is the Dover Chaviv came to me. Moshe Rabbeinu, in the parish of Devarim, is giving his farewell address. Farewell address. Eile ha-devodeh ma-shadidu Moshe'el kol Yisrael. If you take notice, Moshe Rabbeinu, in the very beginning of the parasha, in his farewell address, he presents himself with many hats. He starts off as the Navi. He starts off as the Navi. Eile ha-devodeh ma-shadidu Moshe'el, he speaks to Klal Yisrael, and he tells them, He gives them, but what is his role? When we say the words Eila Hadavarim, The word dibur is usually used as a word of nevuah. Hadavar asher hoya el Yirmiyahu. The word davar, generally in Nevi'im connotes words of prophecy. Eile hadavarim. These are the words of prophecy, even though we know that Moshe Rabbeinu, he composed this on his own, but obviously it's the Ruach HaKodesh. He presents himself as the prophet, and he gives, what does a prophet do? What are the words? Musar! I mean, that's what all the Nevi'im did. The Nevi'im, if you want to learn Musar, you don't have to learn Mesilas Yesharim, you don't have to learn Chavis HaLevavis, the Ikur Musar is to learn the Divrei Nevi'im. That's the Ikur Musar. The Divrei Nevi'im. Moshe here gives Musar. He enumerates all of the places where Klal Yisrael have committed horrible sins. Musar! The word Dibur is a word of Musar. That's what the Nevi'im use. He's giving Musar. He's doing what a Navi does. Moshe the Navi. The Ani Mamins. Ani Mamim Hashem Shem Moshe. The Moshe is the Av HaNevi'im. And then Moshe Rabbeinu, he puts on a different hat. He puts on a new hat. Acharei hakoisoi be'ever hayarden be'eretz moyev hoyel Moshe be'er to explain es haTorah hazos. Moshe Rabbeinu. First we have Moshe the Navi. Ani mamim shemim shem Moshe nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu emes. Moshe was the Av HaNevi'im. The Navi Moshe. Now it's Moshe Rabbeinu. And he tells them, "Be'eres haTorah hazos." And then Moshe Rabbeinu, he becomes our father. Echoesol levadi, torchachem u'maasachem v'rivchem. No, Moshe the shofet. Moshe the shofet. Havu lechem anoshim chachamim u'levadim. He goes through all the rules, and he says, "You'll take care of the davar hagadol, the davar hakotoin." And to me, you'll bring the Dover HaKosha. He sets up a system of justice. Eicho asol levadi. Torchachem ma'asav rivchem holuchem anoshim chachomim ulevoinim. Moshe Rabbeinu the Shoifet. Before, Voimar aleichem oesah hileimor. I said to you, lo yuchal levadi seischem v'ashem lechem hirbos lechem hirbos lechem hirbos lechem hirbos Hashem Elokei Avoseichem of your forefathers, Yosef Aleichem Kochem. And before that, I left that Re'ei Noselim Hayom Bo Asher Nishpa Hashem La Avoseichem, your forefathers, La Avraham Li Yitzchak Uli Yaakov Lo Seislam. And Rashi says, what are you giving us the bracha? Moshe gave them a bracha. Hashem Elokei Avoseichem here Bo Asher Nishpa Hashem La Avraham Hashem Elokei Avoseichem Yosef Aleichem Kochem Elef Pa'amim. Rivarich Eschem Kasher Diber Lochem. Here Rashi basically explains that Moshe Rabbeinu is serving as a father. Just like Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, your forefathers, they blessed you. I also want to bless you like a father. So look what we have so far. Moshe, the Navi. Moshe, the Rebbe. Moshe, our father. The Av. Moshe, the Shofet. And then he goes on, the best part I like is, after he goes through all of his different hats, he then says to them, Moshe the psychologist, I'm your doctor. Rashi says, you wanted to go? I said, you know what? I said, good, it's a good idea. Because I thought, if I'll tell you it's a good idea, you'll forget about it. Rashi goes to Mamish, Moshe's mom, she puts on a white coat and he says, sit down on the couch. Lie down on the couch. Moshe, the psychologist. And then he comes and he says, I spoke to you like a person and you didn't listen to me. Moshe, the man. Moshe, at the very end of this whole conversation, Uvadavar hazeh, you didn't listen to me. You listen to the Shofet, whether you like it or not. You listen to your Rebbe, whether you like it or not. You listen to the Navi, whether you like it or not. You listen to the doctor, whether you like it or not. And you listen to your father, whether you like it or not. But when your friend in Shul tells you, I have a good idea, why don't you invest in this stock? Do you listen to him? No. You don't necessarily listen to your friends. I hear what you have to say. Moshe says, you know, I gave you some good advice, but you didn't listen to me. Moshe, later in the parasha, I lost the pasuk, it was late. Moshe later goes on to say, I told you what to do, but you know, you didn't want to listen. You didn't want to listen to me. Moshe Rabbeinu, he puts himself in the position, I'm one of the guys. I'm one of you. This is the ultimate farewell dress a person can give to this, to someone. Forget about what he said. Forget about all the words, how to construct a system of justice, and forget about all the Musar, the Dizahav, the Midbar, the Arava, the Mulsaf. Forget about the Meraglim. Forget about his techniques. Moshe says, I'm going, guys. I'm going to miss you. I'm your Navi. I'm your Shofet. I'm your father. I'm your friend. What did I leave out? I'm your Rebbe. I miss you. I miss you. We have accomplished so much together. We work together in so many different roles. They're all presented here, mamash, in the first three aliyos. Moshe Rabbeinu, every few psukim, you look at the psukim, you see how he shifts his words, his expression. He's describing his relationship with Klal Yisrael. Moshe has, he presents, maybe there's even more ideas, more of them, but Moshe clearly, at least, you see from pasuk to pasuk, the wording, Moshe was everything for us. The Navi, a Rebbe, a Shofet, a doctor, a father, and a friend. And a shepherd also. I'm sure you can find that he has someone also who's our shepherd. That is the farewell address. That is what we are longing for. Leadership. Moshe is the sum total of leadership. And Churban all begins when there's no leadership. That's coming. This is not for nothing that we read Parshas Devarim right before we come into Tisha B'Av. Because when there's good leadership, a leader can pick you up. Look, we need Mashiach. What do we need Mashiach for? What do we need Mashiach? Leadership. There's no one qualified to get the job done. There's no one qualified that has that talent. We need someone to lead us. Leadership is what will bring us out of Geula. And here in Parshas Devarim and the Hachana, as we enter into Tisha B'Av, we are describing the ultimate totality of what leadership is all about. Abayi Sami, you all have a meaningful, successful, and Tisha B'Av, and of course that will include a very easy fast, and a day that we accomplish great things and witness Bias HaMashiach B'mehera V'yameinu Amen. Where am I going to be? I'm going to be sleeping. The event that I'm participating in is Chaim Berlin Elementary School. The elementary school. Whatever. Have a good Shabbos, Mark. We missed you, Mark.